Film is the language of the 21st century. It's a language that is understood and shared by people of all ages across the world. But it's also very special. It's an art form in its own right and is always a collaboration of other art forms. It transcends cultures, countries, and continents like no other art form. And by its nature, it's both deeply personal for the filmmaker and for the audience member, and at the same time, genuinely outward-looking and international in terms of stories, talent, facilities, locations, money, and of course, audiences. And at a time when borders, barriers, and barricades seem ever more important to politicians and nations, film festivals have never been more important in breaking down the walls, shining the light on the richness and diversity of stories and storytellers across the world.
This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast. Today I'm with Mark Adams, the Artistic Director of Edinburgh International Film Festival. This must be about your fifth or sixth year?
Fifth year, absolutely.
And of course, Edinburgh is a huge film festival venue. How does it stand on the world stage?
Well, we're not the size and scale of Cannes or Berlin, but we never were or never have any intention to be. But it's renowned around the world. I mean, it's the oldest running film festival, so it has that sort of sense of age and gravity. But also people love the city so much. We find our guests and filmmakers want to come back all the time because they just like coming to Edinburgh. I think we're really hospitable. I think that reflects the city, the way we try and behave towards our guests and our filmmakers.
And of course we've got Film Fest in the city, which is great for local people, a whole weekend of outdoor films. What's going to be your favourite film that weekend?
That's a good question. I mean, I've got a soft spot for Black Panther, and I love Greatest Showman, but I think I'll just be praying for sunshine, to be honest. That's my main.
And you'll be singing and dancing at the back.
I'll be doing everything. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's great fun.
But one of the things I heard you saying in your speech this morning was that there's a Spanish film director who actually lives in Edinburgh.
We're doing a little retrospective of her work. Her name is Isia Bolan. And she's in Spain, she's a legend because she's a very well-known actress in Spain. But here she's known by the Spanish community, but she's developed as a filmmaker now, but she lives over here but makes films in Spain. So it's really delightful to get a chance to spend time with her, and she's going to be around for a lot of her screenings.
The Edinburgh Film Festival, 19th to the 30th of June. We look forward to seeing you more then.
Look forward to it.
You can read the full-length version of this story and, of course, all our other stories online at www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.